Hi everyone, and welcome to Forest.chat, where we talk about individual endeavour in Western Australia, what it takes, what it means, and how you do it. I'm your host, Paul Vandermeer, and in today's episode, we'll be talking with Amy Holdsworth about dragon boat racing. Amy recently started dragon boat racing. This is the first team sport that she has signed up for, and she thoroughly enjoys sharing the highs and lows of dragon boat racing with her teammates. She strongly recommends it to others. Welcome to Forest.chat, Amy.
Thanks, Paul. Pretty happy to be here with you on Forest.chat. That's a pretty cool setup you've got, and I look forward to listening to more of your episodes, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the fun of dragon boat racing with your audience.
It's great to have you here, Amy. What on earth is dragon boat racing?
Well, dragon boat racing, and I'm a complete newbie to this, so today is exactly 5 months since I first got in a dragon boat. Dragon boat racing is from China. It's been around, I think they say, over 2,000 years, but it's made up of a boat of paddlers. So it's not like rowing, but it's paddling. So you sit, you can have a 10s boat or a 20s boat. That's the number of paddlers in each boat. And you sit side by side in a pair, and you're paddling on your side of the boat from the start line to the finish line, essentially. So you're leaning forward. I have a teammate who has a t-shirt that says lean forward, wet hand, sit up. So you lean forward with your paddle. It's only got one blade on it. And then lean forward, put your paddle in the water, sit up, pull your paddle with you, and lean forward and do it again. So your hand gets wet along the way, because that's how you know it's down far enough. Yeah.
When you mentioned earlier, I did wonder what wet hand meant.
Yeah, so you lean forward. Your hand should be skimming the top of the water. So I'm still learning so much about this, but it's a great team sport, essentially. It's a water sport and it's a lot of fun, but definitely a team sport, and it's for people of all ages. We've got great junior teams here in Western Australia and all across Australia, so it's good fun.
Fantastic. So there's a whole series of competitions that you can get involved in?
Oh, yeah. They're called regattas. So here in Western Australia, we mostly have regattas out at Champion Lakes in Armidale. It's an amazing venue. I think it was set up for rowing, but it works just as well for dragon boat racing. And so they have one once a month in racing season. Coming up is the Oz Champs, which is all of Australia competing against all of Australia. And this year it happens to be in Western Australia. So we're having that event in about 3 weeks' time, also at Champion Lakes. So I can't compete in that because of my age group and how that fits with my teammates. They don't have enough paddlers of my age group to fill a boat. So this year I'll be cheering them on. Next year, maybe, we'll see, try and get some friends to fill the boat with me. But, yeah, there's lots of different competitions to be part of.
I think people might have seen dragon boat racing around, but I reckon there's a very small slice of the population that's actually sat in a dragon boat and experienced what that's like.
Yeah, I would say so. And if you've ever been out and about, we don't use these in training, but in a competition, in a regatta, there's a drummer. There's always someone at the back of the boat. They're called the sweep. They're always the steerer. But the drummer keeps time in a regatta, but we don't use it for training, except if you're training to be drumming and keeping your time like that. So if you're out on the river somewhere or on the ocean and you see a boat, a long boat, and it might have, in training also, we don't have the dragon head or the dragon tail attached, but we do in races. But if you hear that drumming, good chance that's a dragon boat.
That's an easy way. You think about those Chinese dragons, you know, at festivals and things like that, and they've all got the head waving about and the drums going, and
yeah,
so
that
sounds
it, yeah.
Very, very similar, and must bring a lot of excitement to the game.
It is exciting, yeah. A couple of months ago, I was lucky enough to go down to Fremantle to the Dragon Boat Festival there as part of Chinese New Year. So they actually had some dragon performances and dances and drumming that are like on the land. These massive, great, big teams, I guess, that will, I think one of them was even a family, a grandfather and lots of his family. They were doing these ceremonial dances and drumming. It was so cool. And then we were out on the water doing the same thing. So it was great fun.
Wow. Yeah, the things you can become a part of, that's pretty amazing. So what inspired you to get involved in dragon boat racing?
A little bit by accident. So the team that I actually joined, they're called the Amazons here in Metro Perth, and they are the only Metro all-women's team. They're also a part of Dragons Abreast, which is a separate dragon boating team organization, I guess, or arena of things that is specifically a space for survivors and supporters of people who've been through breast cancer. And that was the experience of a friend of mine last year. And she ran into someone who was on the team who she'd known for years and years, but hadn't seen them recently. She ran into someone out to dinner and said, "Oh, you might like to come and try this." So we decided we would go and try it. So we went to the come and try a day. We almost missed it. We were late. We went to the wrong place. By the time we got there, we got about 20 minutes of the session. Then we went and had a sausage sizzle. But that 20 minutes was all it took. And I was like, I really want to come back here. I think it was a combination of, so it was the end of October last year. I think it was a combination of being out on the water. It's so beautiful. And we're so lucky here. We've got the Swan River. I mean, we've seen dolphins at training and we're just, oh, it's just amazing. And it's a lovely group of people, but I think it's a team sport that can meet you wherever you're at. So I've never been a part of a team sport, and I've certainly been fitter in my life, but I found a space where I can go and I can do my best, and my best is good enough. I don't have to be as good as the person next to me or behind me or in front to be a real contributor in the team. Everybody, whatever level you're at with your fitness, your just your flexibility, your strength, any of those things, you can find a way to make this sport work for you. And I think that's why it gets brought up for people who have had surgeries or things like that, where they might have different strength abilities to even what they used to. I know somebody who said to me they used to play basketball and they couldn't go back to that, but they found dragon boat racing was a great fit for them because the things that they could still do, there was the right skill set that matched. So that's how I got into it. And I think within 5 seconds, I was probably like, yep, I'll be back. Sign me up. So yeah, just had a look and it's 5 months to the day.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
So what keeps you doing it?
It's fun. It's fun. It's exhilarating, really. I think because I've never been part of a team sport, I'd never had, well, apart from, you know, a little dabble in netball when you're a kid, but it's not about the winning when you're a kid. I wouldn't say it's about the winning now, but having done my best at the end of 100-meter or 200-meter or 500-meter race, or even a really tough training session, when I know I've done my best, I can be so proud of myself and the people around me. And I think it's a nice experience to share when you try your hardest at something, even if it's a challenge, whether physical or mental, and you have this sense of accomplishment and achievement, and I love that. So it's a little bit addictive, I would say, that exhilaration of you get through the tough training session or you're racing alongside some great, strong, amazing, awesome people. It's good fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great experience to do and something you share with the team. You know, you all feel good about what you've done. So it's really quite something to go dragon boat racing. What does it actually take to do dragon boat racing?
Well, it definitely takes a team. It's the sort of sport that you really can't do by yourself. You can do training aspects you can work on, and certainly you can work on individual fitness and the technique, but participating in the sport requires you to get out on the water, hopefully with a great bunch of people, and paddle. It does also take equipment. Obviously, we have fiberglass boats. So we've got the 10 paddlers and the 20s paddlers, and they're different size boats. And then we've also got your paddle. I wear gloves to stop my hands getting blisters from the paddle as well. Some people wear what we call a bum mat. It's like a squishy foam mat on the little wooden bench seats. They're tough little wooden bench seats. Yeah, teammates, a boat, a paddle, usually a hat is good. So all these little incidentals. But a team is the most important thing, and obviously you need the equipment. And I know that dragon boat racing came to Australia. I looked this up recently in 1980, and I found a photo of about 1985 of a team that travelled to Singapore that my uncle was actually a part of. They competed representing Australia. I think they were invited over to compete because it was such a new sport over here. They got invited over. And hopefully I've got all those places and dates right, but forgive me if I don't. And in the photo, they had wooden paddles. So I'm imagining over time that equipment has evolved. Now we use carbon fiber, so it's light. And it's pretty high tech. So there's some people who get really seriously into this. I mean, I'm in it for the fun, not the medals. But, you know, I can see that there's been changes over time. So I think the fundamental things you need are other people to do it with, and the paddle to put in the water, and everything else is just an accessory.
And did you have any personal strengths that made you a good fit for dragon boat racing?
I'm usually pretty good at following instructions, and that is quite important in the boat when you're working as a team, because timing is a really important aspect of what we do. So we follow the two people at the front, they're the strokes, and they set the rating, and keeping a time with them is really important. And I'm a pretty strong person in upper body. That's always been a strength of mine. And I think just willingness to give something a go and experience something different. I think that's, yeah. So I would say that was the strengths that led me to being able to stick at it until I got good, because I was not good. I'm even still, you know, I'm very fledgling, I'm just getting there. But early on, I definitely had moments where I was like, oh, I can't figure this all out. There's so many steps to remember. They're leaning forward. It sounds simple. When you try to do it and keep in time, it's hard. You don't want to let anyone down. But I think perseverance is a good strength or skill of mine as well, that helped me to get to a place where I now feel confident that I am getting better each time I go to a training. And that makes it easier to go. And then, of course, I get better because I'm going. It's the, yeah, you put practice in the effort. And yeah. Yeah. Practice makes progress, right?
Perfect practice makes perfect progress.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about the perfect side of things, but I'm enjoying getting better at it for sure.
Excellent. And are there any aspects that you struggle with?
Oh, probably just the, not necessarily the fitness side of it, but well, at the beginning, I really struggled to put together all the pieces. Like I said, it's the, yeah, there is nuances in the technique of it that when you get it, you really get it. But until you get it, you just, oh, I don't feel coordinated. And therefore, I think you can get in your head. And I was doing that for sure, that I was, oh, I'm letting everybody down. I must be going so slow, or little things like that. It's a mental barrier to overcome for sure. Yeah, I definitely did struggle with that.
Right. And how did you work your way through all of that?
Just swallowing your pride and ask for help and guidance, really. Yeah. And taking on feedback that was given and going, yep, this is great, because I know I want to learn at this. And here I am with these people that have, some of them in my team have been on this team for over a decade, and they're, you know, they love the sport and it's helped them so much and given them so much. And everyone I've sat next to in the boat, like, it really, it's a great sport for learning, because you're right there next to someone and they can tell you, give you a little nudge in the ribs with their elbow saying, hey, you know, watch the front, keep in time, but in a really nice way. So I think I could tell after I'd been going for a couple of months, I started to get a bit more feedback over a few weeks period, and I could tell that I wasn't perhaps focusing on the right things. And that's where I was struggling, because I was getting in my head and I wasn't just following, I guess, not my intuition, but feeling what was happening in the boat and responding to that, rather than going, right, this is what I've got to do, and going through those calculated steps. So recognizing what I needed to work on and what was becoming an issue was when I started to get more feedback going, oh, okay, I've got to work on these sorts of things. You can get, I guess, I got a little ahead of myself, maybe. A bit overconfident in my skill set. And then I was doing worse because I wasn't there properly for the practice, if that makes sense. I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. I felt strong. Therefore, I must be doing a good job, but actually try some skill too.
There were things that you could optimize amongst your performances.
Oh, absolutely. And still to this day, like, I'm only just now not the newest member of my team. I'm the youngest, but I'm not, yeah. Definitely have years and years of learning. And that's not to say that this is a hard thing that it will take you years to get good at, but it's something I think I know I will enjoy getting better at. And that is, I guess, it's a good attitude to have going into wanting to learn more and not feeling like I'm never going to get good, but knowing this is just a continual practice, because there's always going to be challenges that we might come up against. And saying, each time I go along, I'm getting a little bit better at this and a little bit better at that, doesn't mean I'm not okay now, but it's a fun thing to keep learning at.
Excellent. It's a little bit like that progression from learner to capable to expert to master.
Yep. which will be a long way in the future.
So we've talked a bit about what it takes, and it'll be good to now look at the difference going dragon boat racing makes. We've heard what it takes to go dragon boat racing. Now it's time to explore what it means. Now that you've done some dragon boat racing, Amy, how has it changed you, your family, or the community?
It's a great question. So, like we talked about before, this is the first time I've ever been part of a team sport, and that has given me so much confidence. Every now and then, that little slogan pops up in my head of act, belong, commit. I think I have a much better appreciation for what that means. And there's other things I do in my life where I've become involved more locally in my community, and this is just another addition to that that's helped me to look around and go, gosh, I live in a great place and I can be part of something. I can have teammates and friends and work towards a common goal. And that's been so rewarding for me. So I know I talk about it all the time to my friends. It's probably why you've asked me to talk about it today. So that's how I know I'm enjoying it, which is good, right? We want to have things in our lives that make us feel good and that push us and challenge us. And that dragon boat racing is definitely that for me. And I've had some friends come along to cheer me at different events, and we're already talking about the racing season's almost due to finish, but when it starts up again later in the year, we're like, wow, well, when we go down to Champion Lakes, they're going to put a marquee down the other side away from the teams, and they'll come and help out when it's our turn to run the sausage sizzle and all these fun things. Like, it's become something that we're excited to do together, which is great. So it'll be really fun. And I mentioned before my Uncle Doug, who did dragon boat racing, and that wasn't on my radar to talk to him about. I don't know that I ever spoke to him about it beyond just a passing comment. And so he passed away May last year. And so I found some photographs of him and his team over in Singapore. And when I was looking at it, it was his team that I saw that had the wooden paddles. And I thought, you know, his experiences, I've been reflecting on what it might mean. And I haven't spoken with my family about this yet, but I'm really keen to. Because my mum and my nan obviously were there when he was going through these experiences, and I'm interested to know what they talked about with him and what it meant to him as well, to find out, because I can't find out from him. But I know, like, the equipment and techniques have probably changed, but I imagine that feeling of working as a team out on the water would have been just as exhilarating. And I think back to thousand odd years of teams all over the world, they found something fun to do, but something that, like I said before, meets them where they're at. They don't have to be this expert, super strong person, because you're always a team. It's something you can never do this by yourself. You'll always need at least one person right there next to you, paddling on the other side. I think that's so special. And I know that I'm probably a better person to hang out with now. So that's got to be a good thing, right?
We don't always know who we inspire unless they tell us. Amy, do you see your dragon boat racing as inspiring others?
I think that definitely the team that I'm a part of, the Amazons, and the sport in general, just how collaborative it is. We've got people of all ages who sit alongside each other in a boat or in a team and work and encourage and provide that example for the next generation. And I think that's so inspiring. I think that being able to make a space where people feel welcomed and encouraged and valued and feel like any level of contribution they can make is worthwhile and welcomed and appreciated. So I see dragon boat racing as a sport, and as certainly my experience so far in just Western Australia. And I'm looking forward to meeting some teams from other states at the Oz Champs in a couple of weeks. But certainly that's been my general impression of this sport and how it works and how the teams come together. I mean, essentially they're rivals on the water, but off the water, they're great friends and supportive and have a laugh. And I know I haven't been part of a team sport before, but I don't know if that happens in any other sports, but I would hope it does. But I'm really glad it happens in dragon boat racing. So I think sport itself is inspiring. And if I can inspire other people to go out and give it a go, that would be wonderful.
Well, your enthusiastic way of describing what goes on, and by the sound of things, you've been telling a few people. So I imagine that there will be quite a bit of inspiration happening there too.
Well, I've got two friends lined up who are definitely going to come to the next come and try day, which would be great. And another friend that's hopefully going to come, well, she would really like to come along when the weather cools down a little bit.
So dragon boat racing has many meanings and some are unexpected. Next up, let's look at the steps that you took to get involved with dragon boat racing. Going dragon boat racing can be daunting, and we now know you have the resolve and dedication to do that. What are the key steps you took to go dragon boat racing?
Well, the first time I ever went was 28th of October last year, 2023, and I went to a come and try or have a go day with my friend Michelle, who knew someone on the team. And a couple of us went together. Like I said, we almost missed the event. We just had that little snippet at the end, and that was enough time. But I went back again for a training session a couple of weeks later, and I found out about this thing called Dragon Pass. And Dragon Pass is, I believe, across all of Australia, it's you can try out for free for a month and go along to any of the clubs. You've got to chat with them first and say what days are you training and all of that. But you can go along for free and be covered by insurance. So that's what I did for a month. I went back to, mine was the same team here because they're not far from me. And I went back and I just gave it a go. And then I kind of got hooked. So really the key steps was I went along and tried it. And then I started going to a training session and I kept going training. So my team offer training three times a week and I go sometimes once a week, sometimes three, and sometimes I can't make it at all. But I tried to be consistent to build up my confidence and my skill. And I knew that that would lead me to being able to, well, I did. I grew in confidence every training session I went to and that kept me going. And another key thing was listening to, or because we buddy up in the boat, like I said, you've always got someone there, but I would ask a lot of questions when we're on the water going, well, okay, how does this look? And, oh, this is happening. Why do I need to put my hand there? And what should I be feeling out or listening out for or looking for? And what does this mean? What does that mean? And I feel like I asked a lot of questions. And I was really lucky. I had some great mentor buddies that sat next to me or even the person behind me in the boat, and just tried to absorb as much information as I could and watched what other people were doing and tried my hardest, really. So, and it's a paddling sport, which is different from rowing. We only go on one side of the boat, and there's a person that's standing at the back of the boat called the sweep, and they steer with a huge big paddle. And when I started to think about how much trust they have in us as paddlers to make sure they don't fall off and into the water, we then need to place trust in them because they've got to have a boat license to do that role, and they've got to have a really good understanding of the marine rules or laws of what, where we can go, what side of the river and all of that. But also when we have boats coming, we get wake, they steer us through that. So it's a two-way street with the trust there. So that was a great thing to recognize as well. But I think if you're willing to, and these were complete strangers at the beginning, but if you're willing to trust some strangers and try something a little bit different like I did, then I think the more you go, and just, it's really just about showing up training, showing up listening, showing up willing to have it go and willing to make mistakes. That's a really big one. Don't worry, just try to make as many mistakes as you can, because that means you've tried a lot of times. And you can only get better.
It's always good to be on the improve rather than the decline. Amy, if someone wants to get involved in dragon boat racing, what do you suggest that they do?
I would suggest looking for a team near you that you could realistically go down and have a go with. I think the website is AusDBF, which is Australian Dragon Boat Federation, and they've got a list of, so it's oddsdbf.com.au, and they've got a list of all the registered clubs. So you can go along there and find out where there's a place near you where you might be able to go in and see.
Front up and have a go.
Yeah, front up and have a go, exactly. And so I know that there are mixed teams, men and women. There's women-only teams like mine. There's junior teams. I'm not sure of the age limit. It might be 14. Not exactly sure, but I've seen some real youngsters out there giving it a go, and they work hard. They really work hard. So, and if you get stuck, if that website doesn't help you, I think you could just search for dragon boat racing and put your state name in, or your suburb even, and it'll probably, the internet can tell you these things these days of what's nearby. And usually they'll have an events page on there, and they might list a contact number or an email address you can get in touch and say, I'm thinking about coming down to a training session. What time do I need to be there, and what do I need to bring? I would find, yeah, if you're willing to ask questions, and I would say a phone call beforehand or an email to touch base is really good, because you might have some questions. I mean, it sounds silly, but what do you wear when you go dragon boat racing? These are the things we worry, and these are the things that might stop us from giving it a go. The answer is something comfortable that you can lean forward, wet your hand, and sit up wearing. Most people wear leggings or shorts and a t-shirt, and then when you've got club outfit, you wear a club shirt or something similar. So, but if you've got things you're thinking about that are like that, find out where your local team is, give them an email or a call and say, tell me all the things. I want to come along and go in the water. And like I said, we had dolphins a couple of weeks. It was amazing. We're really lucky here. It's beautiful, but yeah, cool thing to be part of.
It's just incredible to be able to get so close to nature.
It is, yeah. And because there's no motor, you're quiet through the water. They didn't mind that we were there. There was a big pod of dolphins. It was really cool. It's beautiful. Sometimes I look up. So we train a couple of evenings a week and then a morning. And this time of year, it's starting to get dark. We've got lights on the front and the back of the boat and on the shore where we pull our boat in and out from. And so we're out there during sunset, and you look around and there's not usually a lot of motor, but what do you call a regular boat? Just a boat with an engine. They're not, people are busy, right? They're out at home cooking dinner, got the kids doing those things. So they might go out more on a weekend. We certainly see other boats, but it's a really peaceful time out on the river that time of night. You can unwind, you can let the stresses of the day go by and enjoy spending time with people around you. But get out on the water. It's really refreshing in summer. I'm yet to experience a winter on the boat. So we'll see how that goes. But certainly in summer, it was really good.
Thank you for sharing your dragon boat racing experience, Amy. And from all Forest.chat listeners, we wish you all the best in your future endeavours.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me. And I hope your listeners got something out of my story. And I hope to see you in a dragon boat someday.
Maybe. Well, probably on a competing team.
That's fine. Well, you have to be. Sorry, we don't have men in our team, so you have to be on the other team.
There you go.
I'll still cheer you on. I know you're in another team. I'll still cheer you on.
Thank you. You've been listening to Forest.chat, where we talk about individual endeavour in Western Australia, what it takes, what it means, and how you do it. I'm your host, Paul Vandermeer. And in today's episode, we talked with Amy Holdsworth about dragon boat racing. Remember, there are four ways you can get involved with Forest.chat. Share the domain Forest.chat with your friends, family, and people you meet. Listen to the published episodes at forest.chat/episodes. Book an interview at forest.chat/interview. Book an advert at forest.chat/advert. I'm looking forward to joining you with our next interview. Until next time, enjoy making it happen.